This is Stuck Mike on the field at AirVenture 2009, and one of the things that's changed this year, at least from my point of view, is the way social media are being used in aviation. Robert Mark is a public relations executive and also the creator of a blog called Jetwine. And so we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about some generalities and some specific examples of how social media is being used. We're walking around the field, literally walking, just to try to do two things at once here today.
It's very social out here today. I mean, that's the whole point of this, is to try to figure out a way to make aviation more social, or at least to leverage what we already have. And that's one thing we haven't been very good at so far.
So, what, just for the uninitiated, what's the definition of social media?
Oh, boy, I was afraid you were going to ask me that. I think social media is really just a way to use new technologies to bring people together in ways that they haven't before. And as a communicator, I mean, we always used very traditional paper venues, I mean, news releases and things like that, tell people about things that were going on. And this is much faster. We use Twitter, we use blogs. They're very, very short posts. They're put up very quickly. They can have audio clips attached to them. They can have video clips attached to them. And we can go from holding an iPhone here at the entrance to the flight line and have a piece up on a blog and 90 seconds, and that kind of immediacy about an event is something we've never had an option for before. Plus, it gives us a chance, all of us aviation geeky types, to hang out with each other and meet each other in a way we never would have before.
I can tell you that social media is the way that I came to volunteer for EAA Radio.
Is that right? Well, I should ask you about that, but maybe we'll do that later on. But I think that's a great testimony. I mean, because last night we had an event that we sponsored over in the RV group, and we had about, well, I don't know, I think, weren't you there, I believe? Maybe 40 people, I think. And everybody that was there only because of social media. We broadcast it on Twitter. We did it on, we put it on our blog. We put it on, there was a podcast about it. And so we had people from all over the world, essentially, there, just talking about airplanes and how we can all help promote aviation, which is really what we're all about.
So the folks who attended that party, and yes, I'll confess, I was there.
I didn't remember that, though.
it was pretty dark. Yeah. All the folks who were there through either word of mouth or word of electron, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, that's right. And that's the beauty of that, is that, of course, one thing we have seen we've got to work on is that the data transmission here on the grounds is a little off kilter this year, and so it was a little harder to tweet and do some other things that we wanted to do. But and the important point, though, is that businesses are starting to look at this as a viable option. I mean, Cessna's finally, we helped Cessna get their Twitter feed up and running finally. And so they're very, very proud. If you go over to the Cessna booth, you'll see little signs that say, "We're on Twitter." Again, it's helping to get the word out about all those little bits and pieces of things that people might not normally see.
You know, we think about the typical demographic in aviation as being mostly male and a little bit older. And certainly, as kind of looking in the population at large, those are the late adopters for things like social media. But now, you know, as there are more social media options that seem to be in place for aviation, what do you think that indicates?
I think it indicates that even though some of us are old, we caught on pretty quickly. You know, got interested in blogging because a friend of mine runs the blog for Southwest Airlines, Paula Berg, and she kind of got me started down this whole road. And when I saw the possibilities of this immediacy of topics that people might not normally know about, just not huge stories, but just little insights, I guess, really is what it is. I saw that this is the way to go for us and for our clients, too. But it is hard for a business that's completely uninvolved in social media to understand this. It's like people that like to print something out from a computer. They like that piece of paper in front of them that looks like a news release because it's what they're comfortable with. This is a control issue, too. They throw these ideas out and people can comment on them. But that two-way communication is really where this whole thing gains its value, I think, because it gives a company an option to hear from people that are using their products or services or come to a show like this, and they get to tell you what they think, and you might not normally have that kind of an option.
So the communication between vendor or supplier and customer obviously would benefit from something like this. I have to believe that social media could help raise the connectedness inside an EAA chapter, for example.
Oh, I think so. In fact, I think that you'll see the Oshkosh 365.org that Hal Bryant is putting together, just kind of debuted here in the last few days. That's really what it's about, as well as to help not lose that core of EAA that is interested in building airplanes. And so they have a place where they can all come together and not have to reinvent the wheel, because information is very easy to share. Someone doesn't need to write something anymore. Everybody has access to a phone camera. They can say, here's how I actually did the riveting on the tail section on my Sonarai, and have it up on the Oshkosh 365 in 10 minutes, so that someone that's in Sydney, Australia can say, oh, that's how he did it. But again, then take that to anything, a product, a service, an organization, what you and I are doing right now, talking about this and making people say, gee, I never thought of that before. Maybe we should investigate that.
That's a great example, and I had not thought about the up-to-the-minute builder assistance, essentially.
Oh, sure, and I think that's one of the main reasons that they started with the Oshkosh 365.
Let's talk about your social networking site, Jetwine.
Jetwine.com, yes. We started that about 3 years ago, and essentially it began, as I said, from a recommendation from a friend of mine in the airline industry, and she just thought that since I was such a big mouth, that I needed an outlet, and she thought this was a perfect outlet for somebody like me. I've been in the aviation business for a long time. I think I went to my first, it wasn't even Air Venture then, it was the show over in Rockford, which must have been about 1963 or 64, and I was one of those guys with the little orange sticks waving airplanes down, and I thought that was pretty cool. And so I've been in airplanes all my life, a corporate pilot, an airline pilot, I'm still an instructor, and an aviation writer. So I wanted a way to share some of what I've experienced in the world with other people that are interested, because that's the one thing that social media is good with, is helping people share experiences. And the thing I think is most important about what we've seen at Jetwine.com is that I have met people from all over the world and had certainly opportunities appear that never would have occurred had it not been for that particular blog. And so when you look at the numbers of blogs and podcasts, I mean, there are people doing this kind of thing all over the world now. And so there's this incredible body of knowledge that's out there that people that aren't taking advantage of it are really missing. So that's why I encourage people. I mean, there's a site called 30,000feet.com that is kind of an index of blogs and podcasts and aviation websites, and it's a good place to go to get a start. Plus, I'll put a plug in too. We also I co-host a podcast called Aviation or Airplane Geeks every week, and so we did our Airplane Geek show from here the other night at Oshkosh, and there's no better soul to add to a podcast than to be here at Air Venture, and that's really the wonderful part of this whole thing.
Say again that index or clearinghouse for podcasts, etc.
It's 30,000feet.com, and again, they can find that. It comes up as the number one on Google for the indexing of podcasts and blogs, and you could spend a whole day just combing through that list and finding something that you're interested in, from people that are keeping track of their flying lessons, from the private through trying to find a job to oh gosh knows what. I want to be an air traffic controller. There's a couple of those up there, and again, these are people telling real stories. That's really the key to the whole thing. It's not just a bunch of text. These are real life stories from people that are out there you know, experiencing this.
Now let me switch to advice column for just a minute, and I'm going to ask you to help me out, figure out something personally. I am on the brink of getting too much aviation social media. I have a set of podcasts I listen to. I have a blog or two that I look at. But frankly, I am a little concerned about committing to too many communities or taking information from too many sources because I still have a day job.
Yes, that's the part of social media we don't have figured out yet. No, and in fact, it's
punt.
Yes, it's an interesting problem because honestly, I face the same thing. And then, of course, you look at the numbers of other chunks of information that you get from, oh, I follow Air Transport World and Aviation Week and some of the other trade magazines. Plus, as a public relations guy, I mean, I'm following some of that industry as well. And you can spend a significant amount of your time trying to stay in touch with them. But the one thing I guess I would say is that with social media, in a sense, it's a bit like cable TV. Eventually, you're going to settle down on the two or three or four channels and shows that just resonate with you. And they're the ones that, yeah, I know, maybe there are others out there, and you may miss some of it, but they're the ones that you really feel comfortable with, and that's just where you stay. The trick is finding those, and that takes a little time.
I'm talking to Robert Mark, who's a practitioner in social media and public relations. Let me ask you another question about JetWine. There are several different commercial models and non-commercial for keeping a blog going. What's your direction? What's working for you?
We use WordPress. We have the hosted WordPress. I am not a technical guy by any stretch of the imagination, and so rather than we knew WordPress was going to be the best platform to host our blog because of its flexibility. But I was also smart enough to say that I need a technical guy, a friend of mine who lives down in Indianapolis, that I call and say, Brian, this doesn't work. What do I do? And then Brian works magic somehow, and it all comes back together, and I love that.
Those IT guys.
Yeah, you got to love them.
Are you advertiser supported?
Yes. In fact, our jetwine.com is supported in part by Cessna Aircraft Company, and they're just now getting into their social media. As I said, they started on Twitter here at AirVenture this year. It's their first time up there, so I think they're fly_Cessna. So go visit them on Twitter.
Now, I don't mean to ask you to talk out of school here, but are you seeing the same kinds of spreading bets across social media options from other manufacturers?
I think companies are, I don't want to say forced, but I think they're going to, well, maybe that is a good word. I mean, I think they really are in this world being forced to look at additional options. It's not a communicate our products and services the old way, brochures, news releases, events, or do we do social media? It's got to be an and. But the good thing is that the barriers to entry of social media are so low. I mean, practically everything, as you know, Mike, everything is free. They are labor intensive, but of course, as I said to somebody from Cessna the other day, what does it cost you to place a four-color full-page ad in one of the print magazines? Think how many hours that would buy in terms of someone handling your social media efforts. And again, the good thing about social media is it's measurable. You can see who's reading your material, where they're from, how they got there, and that's something we've never had the availability of before.
So put on your 3D stereoscopic micro telescopic future vision glasses and pick a number 5-10 years out. How will social media have transformed general aviation?
I think that what we see here at AirVenture with all of these people wandering around that we see every year, it's not like even 2 or 3 years ago where some people had cell phones. There's probably not a person on the grounds here that doesn't have a cell phone in their pocket. And if we can figure out a way to get them to take that out of their pocket every so often and see that at the Remo's booth, there's a great event happening in 15 minutes that's going to teach you something about learning to fly or becoming a light sport aircraft pilot that you didn't know and you have an interest in that, and you run down there and see that, my gosh, how much better can it possibly be than that? And I think that's where we're headed. Unfortunately, For us old guys, that immediacy thing, yeah, well, it means we've got to run a little harder. But these days, it seems like we're all running a little harder.
Robert Mark, who's the originator of the blog JetWine.com. Robert, thanks for talking to EA Radio.
Hey, that's okay. Thanks for having me.
On the field, with airplanes overhead, at AirVenture 2009, I'm Stuck Mike.